This synopsis comes from Lewis Laughlin, and it can be found at www.sullivancounty, and that's sullivan-county.com/nf0/combs/. So again, that's www.sullivan-county.com/nf0/combs/. Evangelist Joe Combs, 50 at the time, and his wife Evangeline Combs, 49 at the time, were charged in a multi-count indictment that alleges they abused Esther Combs during the 19 years she lived with them. The girl has since moved to another state and changed her name. They were accused of using various items to abuse their daughter, and Joe Combs is accused of raping her. And that comes from the Kingsport Times News, May 13, 1999. In a medical report, it was noted that Esther Combs had numerous scars involving scalp, face, neck, trunk, and extremities, and some of which showed an appearance suggestive of burns. The girl suffered from several broken bones, hands, leg, and arm, some of which had not healed properly. The Combs were accused of taking the girl from an Indiana children's home more than 20 years ago, but never adopting her. After being admitted to the hospital in 1997, Esther Combs told police her parents beat, tortured, and abused her. Doctors said they found layered scar tissue over much of the girl's body. The girl also said Joe Combs raped her. A woman who once attended the church Joe Combs pastored said she remembered Esther Combs' teeth being obviously broken. The woman also said the girl waited on the Combs family during a meal and spoke to Joe Combs as if she was afraid she wasn't serving him fast enough. And that comes from the Kingsport Times News, February 17, 2000. Four medical witnesses and a social worker all testified they observed scars from head to toe on Esther Combs, the most they'd ever seen on one person. The only explanation any of them received from the 19-year-old girl's family was that she was clumsy and fell a lot. Dr. Jennifer Stifel said she observed short and long scars of horizontal distribution overlapping each other on the young woman's back, but noted that there were scars also across her buttocks, thighs, arms, front torso, and even her face. Some of the scars were from burns and others were from cuts. She was underweight and appeared emaciated. The girl had ingested antifreeze, a suicide attempt, and that from the same newspaper, March 3, 2000. Kingsport Times News on March 10, 2000 reported that a life of servitude for Esther Combs was divine providence, according to former Bristol preacher and also former Hiles Anderson faculty member Joe Combs. A former colleague testified Friday. He said God had created Esther to be a servant, Galen Oakes II said, and they were training her to serve. Mrs. Combs said Esther was meant to be a servant. Another witness testified that when Esther, at the age of 9, learned how to write her own name, Mrs. Combs, quote, was very displeased. Representatives and administrators from Hiles Anderson College, of course, appeared at the trial to testify on behalf of Joe Combs. Combs eventually was convicted and was sentenced to 114 years in prison. His wife was sentenced to 65 years. Combs was found guilty of aggravated kidnapping, aggravated assault, aggravated perjury, aggravated rape, and 7 counts of rape. Evangeline Combs was found guilty of aggravated kidnapping and aggravated child abuse. The Combs have never faced any church discipline whatsoever for what they did to Esther Combs. As far as Hiles Anderson College and First Baptist of Hammond are concerned, they are both innocent.